Hello, and welcome to our Inside Consulting podcast series. I'm your host, Carol Fonseca, and I'm part of the Talent Attraction and Acquisition team here at EY. Here, we share one central purpose: to build a better working world. We empower our people with the right mindsets and skills to navigate what's next, become the transformative leaders the world needs, pursue careers as unique as they are, and build their own exceptional EY experiences. This podcast series focuses on our consulting service line and covers a range of topics. You'll learn how we are transforming businesses through the power of people, technology, and innovation. Each episode brings together our people, sharing their career stories and perspectives about what it's like to work at EY. We hope each episode leaves you feeling inspired and considering a career with us. In today's episode, I will be speaking with Ryan Gwinnett and Hannah Cook about all things supply chain and operations.
Welcome, Hannah and Ryan. Thank you for joining us today. How are you both?
Really well, thanks, Carol. Really looking forward to talking to you today.
Good, thank you, Carol. I'm excited.
Let's start with some quick introductions for our listeners so they can find out a little bit more about you and your role at EY.
Okay, I'll go first. So my name's Hannah Cook. I'm a manager within supply chain and operations, and I sit specifically within commercial and procurement under supply chain and operations. I joined EY in 2015, so been here nearly 6 years now, which feels like it's gone scarily quick. But absolutely loved my time at EY.
Very similar to Hannah, actually. We started in the same graduate cohort 6 years ago. So coming up to 6 years, rather. I similarly sit in our commercial and procurement competency within supply chain and operations. And I work primarily with our infrastructure sector clients.
Thank you both. You mentioned that you both joined as graduates. What attracted you to EY and a career in supply chain and operations?
Yeah, so I guess for me, the first time I kind of heard about EY and was interested in EY was when I was at university. So I attended one of the careers events that was held at my university. So I went to Loughborough University and attended one of the career events, met some really great people who were at the stall, kind of read up about EY and what they did, and I thought it sounded really interesting. And then I attended a kind of business event where we had dinner with a few businesses, and I ended up on the EY table, which was pretty lucky. So I got to know a few of the people that were representing EY whilst I was at that event, and it sounded like a really great place to be. They seemed like they really enjoyed the work that they did and the teams that they worked with. So it seemed like a really good place to join. So when I got into my second year, I applied for an internship at EY, just a summer internship for 6 weeks, which I completed actually in the tax team in the Cambridge office, and really enjoyed my time there. And I was actually offered a graduate job off the back of that internship. But when I kind of had a think about it, I thought actually consulting is probably more suited to me, just because it's more focused on kind of clients, and kind of it's a lot more sociable. And whereas tax is obviously very technical in terms of the exams that you have to do and things like that. And I just felt like consulting was a much better fit for me in terms of helping clients in a much broader way. And there was so much variety within consulting. And also the graduate scheme just seemed like a great place, because it did the rotational areas, so that we could try lots of different places within consulting and test out kind of what exactly we were interested in. So it just seemed like a really, really good opportunity. So I moved over into consulting and took the offer as a graduate on the grad scheme, and never looked back, really.
Thanks, Hannah. And how about you, Ryan? How did you get into the industry?
Yeah, so quite similar to Hannah, actually. I did an internship as well with EY, a six-week internship between my second and third year. But I did it in audit and spent 6 weeks with our audit practice. And enjoyed it, but realised accountancy probably wasn't for me. So, and also during that internship, I'd met a few of from the consulting part of the business and decided that that was something that I'd really like to try. I was offered a graduate job within our audit practice, but then asked whether I could change it to our consulting practice and did so. And here I am sort of 6 years later and haven't looked back.
Wonderful. Now, you both work in the same team within supply chain and operations. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
So I guess there's quite a wide range of things that we focus on. So predominantly, Ryan and I are commercial and procurement within supply chain. So we focus mainly on the kind of procurement and commercial elements of supply chain and operations. We've kind of got a wide range of things that we do focus on. So our teams focus on kind of commercial excellence for our clients and ensuring that we can get efficiency and the best value out of our clients. Supplier optimization, where we try to kind of reduce spend on suppliers and see where we can optimize the amount of suppliers that our clients have so that we can save them money and kind of get the best value out of the suppliers that they do have. And we'll also look at things like procurement op model and how that's structured and things like their procurement strategy as well and kind of their plan for the future so that we can ensure that our clients are kind of getting the best value out of their procurement activities and have got a plan for how they can ensure that they're procuring the best that they possibly can. A few of our teams also focus on kind of the technology side of things and the smart buying elements. So we've got a really brilliant SAP Ariba team, and particularly with the acquisition of Agility Works as well, we've got a brilliant team available to support our clients on kind of the SAP Ariba side of things, which is really brilliant for our clients and allows them to kind of optimize their processes and drive efficiency within their business. So it's all really about kind of supporting our clients on getting the best value as they can.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think the really interesting thing about commercial and procurement is sort of the breadth of clients that we work with. And Hannah touched on it as well, like some of the different capabilities we've got within the teams. So you've got sort of really cutting edge manufacturing clients who might need very specific and very different commercial and procurement expertise than some of our huge infrastructure clients, for example, that I work with, who have a very different need in terms of the commercial and procurement work that we do. So that, I think, is a real asset of the team, is that we can work with that spectrum of clients and all in between those as well.
Thanks, Ryan. And you mentioned the different clients that you work with. Can you each talk about the types of projects that you're exposed to?
Yeah, so I, as Ryan said, we've got such a broad range of clients, which I think is what makes consulting so interesting. You know, I've worked with pharmaceutical clients, I've worked with banking clients, I've worked with local public sector, central government, even the police. So I think, you know, it's such a broad range of clients that we do work with, which makes every day interesting because we never know what we're going to get and the types of work that we'll be doing. So it's always an interesting day with such a breadth of clients that we have.
Is there a typical day for you?
I think it really depends on the client, I guess, particularly on how long a project is. You know, if we're on a really short project for a few weeks, it can change so quickly from day to day because we're meeting such tight timescales. But the project that I've been on currently, I've been on for 2 years now. So I've kind of got into the flow of you know, how the business works. And I almost know kind of what the days are going to look like. But I guess in terms of a typical day, depending on the client, we'll either be looking at kind of contracts or looking at where we can save our clients as much money as we can and building efficiency and seeing where we can optimize their suppliers. I guess a typical day for me at the moment, I'm supporting my client on a really major complex procurement tender, So it's kind of getting to the really exciting stage of where we're evaluating proposals for the tender. So it's got to a really interesting point of the tender. I'm really enjoying it.
Great. And Ryan, how about you? What does a typical day look like for yourself?
I think that's such a difficult question because no 2 days are that typical. But what I thought was really interesting is like how a typical day in consulting has changed so much as I've progressed through from the grad scheme to senior consultant and now to manager, is that my days now are filled less with I don't know, building a model or writing a report or running workshops or conducting stakeholder interviews, to now thinking about how to work with the team that I'm leading and try and get the best out of the people that I'm working with. And obviously that's something that I've had to learn as I progress through, and has really changed sort of my typical day. And I've had to learn new skills to accommodate that, because I'm quite happy to sit behind a screen and type out a report, but I need to sort of build my capability in leading and working with others. And that's something that I've had the opportunity to do so as I've got sort of more senior within our consulting practice.
Yeah, I think that's so true, Ryan, actually, just seeing the change from, you know, when we joined as graduates to now as managers within EY, it really has changed kind of how our role is on a day-to-day basis, which I think has been really interesting, just to, you know, see as a graduate cohort how we've all grown and how our days have changed. And I think EY is a really good place for that, just to kind of progress in your career from the beginning of your career right up to where we are now, I think has been really, really great for opportunities from EY.
And Hannah, how would you say the work you do in supply chain and operations positively impacts society?
So I think particularly on the work that I do, so I focus predominantly on government and local government. So I think particularly there, it really does impact society. You know, we're directly looking at our client spend and where we can reduce spend, where we can ensure that they're getting the best value out of their contracts, which, you know, ultimately is public money. So I think really where we work with our government clients is where we're bringing the best for society, because we are actually helping our clients to reduce their spend and procure as the best that they can. I think particularly around kind of this year and COVID-19, there's been a lot of impacts on kind of their procurements and supply chain. And I think being able to help our clients and the government as well, central government, in a time like this has just really been able to support society to obviously get through this crazy year that we've had.
And what about the impact that COVID-19 has had on your role in the industry?
Yeah, so I think that the most obvious way is obviously I've not been to client site now in 15 months, which, to go from spending most of my days on client site, staying at hotels and that sort of thing, to then be completely remote. And particularly say on my new project, I say new, I've been there for 12 months, but I've never actually met any of my colleagues or clients in person, which is crazy to think that I feel like I know them so well and chat to them every day, and yet I've never actually met them in real life. I think that's obviously a key sort of big change that COVID has obviously imposed on all of us. But what I will say is I think that sort of encouraged almost us to think about things in a different way and start to question some of the established ways of working that we had. And now, obviously, I think there's probably a default shift to us thinking about, do we need to be in person now, or can we do it remotely? And I think it will have quite a big impact on consulting and not just consulting, but the wider sort of way that the country works.
So anything that you would like to add to that, Hannah?
it is strange that there are people within my team that I'm working with that I've obviously met them over video, but not in real life, which is just crazy. We were actually having a conversation within our team to say, we actually don't know how tall we all are, which is really strange, because we're obviously just sat down all of the time. But we did meet up a few of us kind of just outside for a drink just to meet in real life. But there's still people that I haven't met yet, which is an odd thing. And I think it's just missing that kind of meeting people just for an informal coffee, just for a break, or just asking a question from someone a few desks away. It's a lot more formal now, having to kind of pick up the phone and give them a ring. So I think I'm looking forward personally to going back to the office just for a few days a week. But I think, as Ryan says, I don't think it's going to be back to normal kind of 5 days a week in the office. I don't see that happening again. It really has shifted people's mindset in terms of how we work, which I think is so interesting. But I think a hybrid model is actually a really good way to go. So I think we've got it spot on.
And what types of technology do you each work with in your roles?
Yeah, so I've worked with SAP Ariba. So we've got a few of our clients that we've been supporting on their SAP Ariba implementation. So I worked with an energy client a couple of years ago, and we supported in their source to contract SAP Ariba implementation. And I think particularly with our acquisition of Agility Works, we've got a really good team in place to be able to deliver that for our clients. It was a really, really interesting project to work on, just to see, you know, how we can use technology to make those processes efficient and bring savings for our client, and kind of put everything onto one system, which just makes a lot more easier for our clients to kind of access data, get approvals, that kind of thing. So I'd say that's where I've probably used the most technology with my clients. That was a really interesting project.
Thanks, Hannah. Ryan, what would you say you enjoy the most about your role?
For me, it's variation is the thing that I most enjoy. It was the thing that attracted me to consulting in the first place, and still 6 years later, it's the main motivation for me enjoying my job. Ultimately, I've done probably 10, 15 roles during my 6 years at EY, and they're all effectively a new job every time you step into one of those roles. And that for me is really that's why I enjoy doing what I do. It's the variety of being able to be occasionally dropped in at the deep end in a project, in a role that you need to get your teeth into and start to add value to the client. So yeah, that for me, absolutely, I always say it, and it's somewhat cliche, but the variety that you get within consulting is just unparalleled.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, Ryan. You can't get bored within consulting. There's always something around the corner that's going to be brand new that you've, you know, it's a new client, or it's a new piece of work, or a brand new team. So yeah, it does kind of feel like a new job every time, which I think is what makes it really, really interesting. I think for me, it sounds very cliche, but I think people is so important. I think for me, it's important for me to be within a team that I enjoy working with. And I think EY is such a great place for that. I think particularly within commercial and procurement, we're a really tight-knit society, and we all kind of support each other. And I think that's really the key thing for me, is that we've got a supportive network available for us when we need it, and that everyone feels able to be themselves within the team, which I think is really vital to enjoy your job.
And what types of challenges are you exposed to?
I think for me, I guess consulting is always going to be very high pressured. I think we tend to work in a very high pressured environment a lot of the time. Our clients have tight deadlines for us, so it can be stressful at times. But I think, you know, that kind of adds to the thrill of it sometimes. And also, I think it we do have kind of down times. You know, we might have a few weeks of really hard long hours and tight deadlines, but then it will kind of peter out. And I think that's the great thing about consulting, is that it's not always 110%. Sometimes we'll have a bit of a break, and it's kind of peaks and troughs depending on what our clients' needs are. So I think it really varies. But yeah, I guess that is probably one of the challenges, is that we do work hard, but then we do have that downtime as well.
The challenges that I've encountered, like particularly recently, I'm sort of quite well embedded with the client that I'm working on. And I've had to assume roles that are not necessarily my area of expertise, just because I'm so familiar with the client. And it is quite a technical client to understand. So that I'm doing roles that are sort of a little bit outside my comfort zone, which is always a challenge, but like a challenge I relish really, because it's something that you can learn and take elsewhere. So that's a challenge, but also it goes back to my point around sort of the variety of consulting, is that no 2 days are the same, no two roles are the same. So it certainly keeps you interested.
Thanks, Ryan. What skill sets do you think are important for working within supply chain and operations?
I think for me, the key thing, not just in supply chain, but I think consulting in general, is communication. I think that's absolutely vital, to be able to communicate with your team, to make sure that you can all work together as a team, but also to be able to communicate with our clients. You know, they're our fundamental number one priority, and we need to ensure that we can communicate with those as effectively as possible so that we can understand their needs and be able to build relationships so that we can deliver the best value for them. So I think, yeah, communication is absolutely key, really, both within supply chain and consulting as a whole.
For me, within sort of supply chain and operations and consulting more broadly, I think it's just absolutely imperative that you can build rapport with the client. Is ultimately just makes your job so much easier if you can build a relationship with them, to the point where they actually enjoy speaking to you, and you can have a connection on a human level as well as on a professional level. It just makes everything so much easier. And that, I think, is people, if you're a people person, then you can do that quite naturally. And that is a real advantage, I think, within consulting, and certainly within supply chain and operations specifically as well.
Thank you both. What does belonging mean to each of you?
I think it's being able to be yourself within your team. I think that's really important, to be able to feel like you can voice your opinions or voice your views, and be able to kind of communicate with clients as you would on a personal level, to be able to build those relationships. So I think really being able to be yourself and feel like you do belong to a team is so important. And I think commercial and procurement in particular are really welcoming of all different types of people from all different types of backgrounds. And I think I speak for most of our team that we do feel like we belong to that society, and we are quite tight knit, which I think is really nice.
I'd echo those same sentiments. I think we talk within EY about being able to bring your authentic self to work. And that's something that resonates with me. Completely. I think being able to be yourself, whether you're engaging with fellow EY colleagues or clients, being able to be yourself just means that you can bring the best out of yourself when you come to work as well, because you're not having to be something you're not. And I'd say that EY as a company actively encourage that, and encourage you to be your authentic self at work. And that, I think, is why we get the best out of the people that we have.
And what internal initiatives support building a culture of belonging in your teams?
So within commercial and procurement and supply chain and operations as a whole, we do a lot of kind of socials and all types of different socials. So we've done cheese tasting and all sorts of things like that. Like, we've got a book club, and we do what's called ZODs, which is zones of uncomfortable discussions, which have worked really well just to get people to kind of interact with each other, open up with each other, and really just share views. And I think that's been really good, particularly in COVID, where we've obviously been working from home, the opportunity to have these things where we can do them virtually, not just in person, has been really good. And I hope the people that have joined kind of over the last year and a half, and haven't necessarily been able to kind of socialise as they would normally in real life, have also felt that they can kind of get involved in our socials and things like that. So we've got such a broad range of different things that we do, and we've got a really good social team that's made sure that we all kind of feel like we belong, even in this crazy time.
Thanks, Hannah. So Ryan, how would you say EY has helped you develop your career?
So obviously, as I touched on at the start, I came in as a wide-eyed graduate at 21, and then sort of 6 years later, I'm still here and are now a manager and looking after a team of people, which I think this is really important to like regularly sort of take a step back and take stock of quite how far you've come during what is a relatively short amount of time, really, when you think of a career span. And EY particularly has actively encouraged that and almost given me the opportunity and the responsibility, which I don't think most jobs you'd get such a high degree of responsibility as someone relatively fresh-faced and new to consulting. And that, to me, has allowed me to push myself and assume those levels of responsibility and really enjoy it and prosper from it. So yeah, I think that's been what EY has provided, which I don't think you get in every industry or with every company.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that, Ryan. I think, you know, from the beginning of when we join as graduates, we are given a lot of responsibility. And I think that just allows us to grow as consultants and learn so much as well, because, you know, as Ryan said, we are kind of dropped in the deep end, and it just means that we have so many opportunities to learn. And I think, you know, very early on in our careers, we're given responsibility of managing people, managing deliverables. And I think that's where you do grow in your career is when you are thrown into the deep end and you can either kind of take it on and really grow from it or not. And I think, you know, if you do take those opportunities with both hands, there's so many opportunities to be able to grow with EY. And I think there's so many different clients, as we said, that means that, you know, you get such a broad perspective of different markets, different industries, different ways of doing things. And I think that's really important, particularly, you know, if we ever decided to come out of consulting and go into industry, we'd go into a job with such a broad range of perspectives. And I think that really helps us to deliver to develop in our career and really grow as consultants.
So for those looking to explore or join us within supply chain and operations, what's your advice? And is there anything you wish you'd known in advance?
I think for me, I think, you know, we've said it before, EY is such a welcoming place of all different types of people with all different views. And I think that's what makes a great team is when you have different perspectives coming together. And I think before you join, you kind of think, oh, I need to be a certain way. But actually, it's being yourself that is what EY wants. You know, they want that different person that has a different view on the world that can bring a different way of thinking. So I think really just be yourself. And I think the other thing that I've seen as well is that if you do have an interest in a particular market or industry or something that you're kind of passionate about, I think you can bring that to EY. And EY is so kind of welcoming of different things that people are passionate about. And if you want to kind of grow that as an opportunity for EY or as an internal thing, then they're always so welcoming of those kind of things. So I think if you do have something you're interested in, then bring that with you. I think EY are always very welcoming of that. So yeah, definitely if you're interested, then just be yourself. And if you do have any interest, then make sure you bring those along.
I definitely agree with that. I think just do it, because it is such a good place to work. And as Hannah said, it's sort of, there's a place for everyone, regardless of your kind of interests or skill set. You can drive your own career and you'll find your niche within EY. And that's sort of what the grad scheme's designed to do. And consulting more generally, you can shape your career and drive it in the direction that you want, and you will find yourself in sort of your own niche. And it absolutely gives you the opportunity to do that.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for your time today. It's been wonderful to find out more about supply chain and operations at EY.
Thanks for having us, Carol. It's really great to talk to you.
Thank you, Carol. Nice to see you, Hannah.
If you're feeling inspired and want to find out more about a consulting career at EY, search EY Careers in Consulting online. Thanks for listening and take care.